This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, making STEM education available to more students in Greater Cincinnati. But first, founded by the Cincinnati School Board in 1966, the Cincinnati State Technical and Community College was originally known as the Cincinnati Cooperative School of Technology, and at that time, the two-year Technical Institute for High School graduates offered only four degree programs. Today, the college has more than 100 associate degree programs and more than 15,000 students enroll in its courses each year. In June, the college named Dr. Monica Posey as its new president after she had served as interim president for 8 months. And she joins us along with Assistant Director of Cincinnati State's Middletown campus, Tom Hale. And you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Monica and Tom, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, Monica, you served 8 months as interim president, and it's getting close to, I think, 2 months now that you've been serving as the president. What have these first almost 10 months been like for you and for Cincinnati State?
Well, it's been busy and exciting. We're doing great things at the college. So there's much work that was in progress to continue. For example, the opening of our supply chain center, our efforts to grow enrollment and to enhance our campus. All of that was in progress, and I've been continuing that work as well as connecting and forming new partnerships.
Now, the supply chain center, what tell me about that program.
That's in Westchester, and it's part of a grant that we received to support our supply chain logistics degree and a certificate and also some workforce training. So individuals learn all the technology plus the management related to logistics.
Now, when it comes to career training, I mean, that's a big part mm-hmm. of what Cincinnati State is about, getting people prepared and creating a skilled workforce. How is that going? What are employers telling you as far as what their needs are, and what are students saying as far as these are our needs, too, and where we'd like to head?
We definitely have the programs designed and offered to meet the needs of our local workforce. We're continuing to build upon that through surveys and meetings and conversations with companies. So we definitely want to be their first choice as they look at finding talent. Right now, we have our associate degrees and we have certificates, and they range from the health technologies, allied professions, allied health, but also business technologies, engineering, and IT. So a wealth of different programs and options to meet employer needs.
And I should also say it's not just training people. It's also there's a lot of retraining that goes on at Cincinnati State as well.
That's true. Our students are straight out of high school, but then also we have many mature adults who are coming back to learn a new skill, a new technology, or to advance in their current positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any idea how many students are enrolled at all the campuses?
Well, in one semester, we have about 10,000 students taking credit courses. We pick up additional non-credit students at our Workforce Development Center, which is in Evendale. At the Middletown campus, that's about 600.
Currently, we have 500 students registered for the fall semester, and then our goal is 700.
Mm-hmm. Tom, tell us some more about the Middletown campus. When did that first open?
The fall of 2012, so we're getting ready to start our fifth fall. And the city of Middletown approached Cincinnati State and asked if we would be interested in offering some courses, programs in Middletown, and they had some buildings that they made available to us. And so we started with about a dozen certificate or associate programs and some certificate programs that were easily transportable to Middletown. Nothing new at this point, but the city of Middletown, the community leaders, the citizens have all been very welcoming to have Middletown, Cincinnati State in Middletown. And I've been a part of that since we started up there, really started the move up there prior to opening, obviously. And then we've been there progressively growing. The first semester we started with about 320 students, and we've almost doubled that in 5 years. So
what courses do you offer up there? Is it
talking programs mostly? We have some programs in each of the four academic divisions that Cincinnati State Clifton offers. We have accounting, business management, hospitality out of the business technologies. We have health information and some of the allied health programs out of health and public safety, computer database programming and business programming systems analyst out of IT. And then there's also, I'm forgetting one of them.
Well, we'll mention also on main campus and in Middletown, we have our Gen Ed classes. So any student that would like to transfer to a four-year institution, they could be pre-psychology, pre-engineering, just a range of opportunities for them. So we call it our transfer degree, both Associate of Arts and also Associate of Science if they want to be pre-chemistry, pre-biology. Those options are available.
So you've got the Middletown campus, and you also have campuses in Harrison.
Right.
And also Evendale, is that right?
Right. In Harrison, we have our aviation maintenance program, which is very successful. We have about 90 students in that. And then also we do offer gen ed classes, so individuals could also go there and plan the transfer. We have a small airport out at Harrison as part of our institution. And Evendale, we do workforce development, customized training, and also some open enrollment training as well.
And we can't forget the Culinary Institute.
Yes. Now, that's on main campus. We have a cluster of programs called hospitality management, and that includes culinary arts, pastry arts, hospitality management, and also dietetics. Students can pursue any of those degrees. In addition, we do operate the Summit Restaurant, and we have our catering services.
How popular have the hospitality programs been?
Very much. We definitely are a leader in Southwest Ohio in culinary arts, and we have hundreds of students.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation with Dr. Monica Posey, who's the new president of Cincinnati State, and also the assistant director of Cincinnati State's Middletown campus, Tom Hale. 513-419-7100. Monica, how much growth has the college seen since the 2008 recession? That put a lot of people out of work, and I'm sure there have been a lot of people who needed to retrain and find new careers.
Right. So we actually peaked in enrollment back in 2008 period, probably 11,000 or so students. So now we're down because the economy has improved. So we have had graduates, they go out, they find great work. But now that the economy is better and more individuals are working, then they don't tend to come to colleges frequently, or maybe they take fewer classes and work and go to school. So we look at that as good. And we want to just continue, though, to provide more options for individuals through our open access programs.
Now, Tom, you've been, I believe you told me, 22 years that you've been with Cincinnati
That's
State.
That's right.
And then, Monica, you've actually been 24 years.
Right.
How have things changed in those 2 decades?
Well, both of us probably were there when it was CTC, Cincinnati Technical College. So one of our major changes was the transition to Cincinnati State, where we became a technical and community college, which meant we had the transfer options. We also had worked through our transition to a semester school. At one time, we had quarters or like shorter terms. So now our calendar is more aligned with the University of Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky University. It facilitates transfer. And also it makes us better and gives more options.
Yeah, and one of the biggest changes, I think, is when I graduated, there was one building, and now there's 3 on the Clifton campus. And Evendale is new since then. Harrison, the aviation program, was still at the Clifton campus when I started, and then we opened a Harrison campus a year or two later, and so it's just growing.
Is there one particular area that's most popular these days for taking courses? Would that be the medical area or?
Well, a combination of things. Definitely the health professions are popular and students do well in terms of employment. Nursing is one of our largest programs, but we also have surgical technology and respiratory care, many different areas. The traditional business programs are pretty popular. And then also our engineering technologies, especially as we look at advanced manufacturing, That's big. And so our students in mechanical engineering, either design or a manufacturing option, do well, and that area is growing.
Web and multimedia, I'm seeing a lot of growth there. Everybody wants to design web pages and video games.
So technology is in big demand. Yeah. In terms of manufacturing, I mean, a lot of people talk about how manufacturing has declined in this country. How do you view it? Do you just see it as manufacturing is just becoming more technological, and that's what we need to be training people to do in the future?
It's definitely more technical. The environments are cleaner. There's more programming and computer support, computer design that's a part of that work. And individuals are seeing the difference. They're seeing the new manufacturing and seeing the options out there. So we have students that go to work at General Electric and a range of different companies in manufacturing.
That's the Supply Chain Career Center in Westchester. That's there. It's, you walk into it and it doesn't look like a warehouse. It looks like almost a doctor's office. It's that clean. And they have robotic arms, and they teach robotic manufacturing and that kind of different courses out in Westchester.
So what we're doing on campus and other locations is trying to make sure we have state-of-the-art lab equipment and facilities so that what students learn, what they experience on campus, matches what they're going to experience in the work environment. So we have plenty of support, great donors from the community, and other ways that we can obtain funds. We have some new state capital dollars. So we're renovating labs, buying new equipment, and it's pretty awesome.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Let's talk with Tara in Mount Washington. Hi, Tara.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Go right ahead, Tara.
A few years ago, my husband was working in restaurant sales and decided that he wanted to make a transition into nursing and took all of his prereq courses at Cincinnati State before transferring to NKU to finish up that degree. And we just had such a tremendously great experience there. It made the transition affordable. His classes were so tremendously high quality, and everything transferred perfectly into NKU. And now he's working as an RN.
That's a wonderful story, and that's what we like to hear and emphasize, that Cincinnati State is a great value. Individuals can start at our institution, transfer, but we only charge $148 per credit hour. That's an awesome savings, but then you still have all those possibilities. Thanks for sharing.
And we will continue our conversation about Cincinnati State. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guest this afternoon, Cincinnati State President Dr. Monica Posey and Assistant Director of Cincinnati State's Middletown Campus, Tom Hale. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Monica, you were talking about funding to make sure that you were staying up to date on technology and equipment for the students. How big a challenge is funding these days for community colleges?
It's increasingly becoming more common. It's something where we're growing and developing because many individuals will focus on their university or their four-year institution where they completed school. But we're trying to emphasize and build up our alumni association and also connect with employers so they will see that it's a great place to give and that scholarship dollars especially go a long way because of our low tuition, and it will help so many individuals either start college or stay in school.
And do you offer classes at night and on weekends for people who want to they're working, but they want to either develop a new skill, retrain, whatever. Do you have that kind of accessibility?
Yes. Many of our programs are offered in the evening. We easily have probably as much at night as in the day. We do have some weekends, some Saturday programs, and we also have some online options that will help individuals who are working.
513-419-7100 to join us, and let's talk with Drew in Montford Heights. Hi, Drew.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Go right ahead.
My question is, when I was in high school, my teacher at Houston State.
Yeah, turn your radio down, Drew. That'll help.
From high school, you were kind of frowned upon, and it was almost a joke because I think it has the title Community College. Can you talk about what it means for Cincinnati State to be classified as a community college?
And it was a little tough to hear you, so let me make sure I've got it right. You're talking about the perception of Cincinnati State as someplace that if you couldn't get into another college, you went there. Has that changed?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. And we certainly understand what you experienced. It's beginning to change, this perception that a community college is less. What people are seeing now is that it's a great value and that it still provides the opportunity to go to a four-year institution and complete a degree at UC, NKU, Xavier, Mount St. Joe University. They're wonderful partners with us. So we have more pathways that will help individuals. Also, more people are seeing that if you want the best technical degrees, we have some of them, whether it's the culinary arts or audio video production, what we do in landscape, horticulture, a range of different areas. So the recognition that we have state-of-the-art equipment and the best technical programs around is increasing, and that's what we're trying to emphasize, so there's less of a stigma.
Yeah, Cincinnati State's a great place to start if you just want to do 2 years and then go to a four-year school, or it's a great place to start and finish if you want a technical degree.
Tom, what would you say is the value of a school like this to the community?
Tremendous. I don't think Cincinnati proper, the city, would be in the position it is with the qualified workforce if it wasn't for Cincinnati State Technical and Community College. And then I know in the city of Middletown, how much we've helped develop the main street in Middletown, just our presence being there. When we started 5 years ago, there was one restaurant within walking distance. Now there's five. So it's just a lot of growth that comes with having a community college in your community.
Definitely, because 95% of our graduates stay in the greater Cincinnati area. So we're training the local workforce as opposed to some institutions the graduates go off to other states. Also, we have a wonderful College Credit Plus program, which allows high school students to experience college at the same time. And through those connections with all the different school districts, individuals are again seeing that we have something to offer.
Yeah, we got a call from Ken Noland, one of the co-founders of the school, and he was wondering what your plans are for the future of the school. What are some of the goals that you have set out?
Our goals include expanding our partnerships, more visibility. We're talking to Jobs Ohio, also READY, which is a regional economic development organization, the regional chamber, to make sure that we have the right programs, that when we start new programs, they're in alignment what is identified by these organizations as needs, and also to enhance our programs. We're also emphasizing student success, because we want to make sure that the students come in, we retain them, and they do complete Cincinnati State.
Do you know what, any idea what percentage of veterans go to Cincinnati State, and do you have programs that are specifically geared toward veterans?
Most of our programs certainly are great options for veterans. What we do have is an Office of Veterans Affairs to provide the support that they need, whether it's counseling or tutoring or financial aid advising, all related to the uniqueness of being a veteran. So we have that. I know we have a pretty good number, hundreds of vets. I wouldn't be able to say what percent from our community.
Mm-hmm. And do you offer programs specifically to help underprivileged or at-risk students?
Well, we have placement tests. So individuals at any academic level can come in and certainly be placed in the right courses. And then if there's any risks in terms of their financial or their personal situation, we have counselors, advisors, and now coaches to help them. And we do have all types of financial aid options for students.
Let's talk with Tyler. Good afternoon, Tyler.
Hey, how are you all?
Good, thank you.
Hey, so the reason I'm calling in is that I was hearing in the conversation about retention rates and making sure that you keep students at Cincinnati State. And I wanted to know what mechanisms Cincinnati State had engaged in order to not only keep first-generation students in school, but also to keep the retention rate low. Because I know so many students come in, they take courses, and then they get the training they need, and then they leave the college and just drop out, but they've got the skills. And so I wanted to know what you all were doing to keep students there.
We do a combination of things. First of all, we're collecting more data on students' intent, whether they do plan to just pursue something short-term versus long-term, which for us is an associate degree. We also recently have hired coaches. These are pathway coaches so that individuals connect with someone when they walk in the door, and that person can do referrals as needed if they need more tutoring or to see their academic advisors, other types of help. So these coaches are mentors, and this is really going to change the situation. So individuals don't come to Cincinnati State and feel lost. They have someone to connect with.
And one of the advantages of being a small community college is that you are connected to the faculty, the tutors, the support services that we offer to those students. And we've made great strides with the job coach, or I'm sorry, the career coaches to help them get connected at the college, be it with tutoring or different support services. In Middletown, I'm seeing it because we're even a smaller community college than the Clifton campus. So I know most of the students by name, definitely by sight, and say hello, good morning, and how are your classes going, so that they're a part of the Cincinnati State family, just not a student taking classes someplace.
So what do you think the future holds for Cincinnati State?
Definitely growth as we recruit and we retain more students. We know that we're going to become better. We're emphasizing the excellence of our academic programs, making them even better to align, again, with employers' needs. We have a cooperative education program. We have really one of the largest two-year co-op programs in the country, where students alternate between school and work and allows them to get experience early. It builds a great resume, and many of them go on to those jobs when they graduate. So we're looking at increasing the number of students who can participate in co-op and also providing more support, mock interviews, resume help, job referrals, all those kinds of things that make a difference.
And I have to ask you, too, I've read that you are a third-degree black belt. Is this true?
Yes, it is true.
Interesting.
I started in martial arts when I got married. My husband, Dr. Posey, was a black belt at that time. I joined his class. We've had fun together. We've been in tournaments and demonstrations, all kinds of things. But I actually dropped out for a while, and then when I was a brown belt, and what happens is, when you get that far, if you drop out just like school, it bothers you until you go back. So I went back, and certainly it's a combination of the physical, but there's also the mental and intellectual and spiritual component that I like about martial arts. So I'm in it for good.
You find that serves you well in the educational field?
Yeah, well, it keeps me calm. People want to know, well, how are you calm and patient and confident? And it's the martial arts helps.
Well, Monica and Tom, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Cincinnati State President Dr. Monica Posey and Assistant Director of Cincinnati State's Middletown Campus, Tom Hale. Coming up, a look at the summer of STEM, and in Focus on Technology, how people with disabilities are getting their dining experience back. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.